Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
Hi, welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Bonus Extravaganza Edition. If you like extra podcasts, go to the site, donate $12, and when 200 of you lovely people do it, you'll get two extra podcasts a month. So you should do it. We already have 21 people that have donated.
Really?
179 more, and we are there. You get two podcasts.
I really don't think you're getting to 179.
So, yeah, we will. We'll do it. So, do it now. So, we are having an extra podcast today because...
One of those donors was my mother. Let's also mention my mother.
Hey, Regina, thank you.
Your mom.
Your mom.
My mom.
Thanks, Regina.
My mom.
So, I have to say, Kevin, I was more surprised when I got I saw the tweet from Alex Marvez that the Saints did... the holy grail for Saints fans. I was more surprised about this.
The holy trinity.
It was like, what's five? The holy cinco of firings. I was more surprised by the holy cinco of firings today than I was about the Jimmy Graham trade. I was sure of two things in 2016. I was sure that that America wasn't going to elect a game show host president, and I was sure Joe Vitt was never getting fired. Kevin, I'm shook. Because Joe Vitt got fired today.
Yeah, but he got fired. But he did make it to 2017.
He did.
So
barely.
So 2016 did not claim that.
Yeah.
I mean, this. Somebody on Twitter posted a few memes relating this thing to the end of The Godfather, and it definitely feels right, like Sean Payton took care of all the fan business today.
Oh, it did. I mean, Andrew, I want to get to you, Andrew.
Was it really Sean Payton's decision? Well, I see, to me, this was Mickey Loomis. I feel like Mickey Loomis said, look, we've got to, if you want to stay, this is what needs to happen, and Sean Payton wants to stay, and he just had to deal with it. I don't think this has to do with Sean Payton.
Andrew, I liked your theory, and we thought that when Mickey Loomis was meeting with Sean Payton after the Atlanta game, does he want to stay? Has he worked out the trade conversation with the Rams and blah blah blah? But your theory is the media had that meeting all wrong, and I want you to explain it to me, Andrew. I think your theory was really good.
Similar. Yeah, my theory. So we talked. Ralph and I talked on the phone before the podcast, right after the firing news, and my theory was similar to Dave. And I mean, I don't know this to be fact or anything, but this is just what I pictured. But
I had the same theory. I thought the same thing about that meeting as well.
So well, no, ahead. I think it goes back further.
Theories.
I actually think it goes back to last year when Sean Payton was renewed for 5 years, and I think, you know, remember he was close to leaving, and
yep.
You know, his contract was expiring, and he was 7-9, and there was talk that he could get traded. And I think at that time they were at a crossroads, and you could just sense that things were tense between Loomis and Payton. And at the time, I think Loomis made some statements like, "Yeah, we don't always agree." And I do think it came down to, you know what, Vitt and McMahon and Bill Johnson. Johnson are
and
holding
the two guys
back.
That nobody
and
knows
I,
about.
I
can't name.
Yeah, and I think Payton would have said to Loomis at the time, "Look, I'm not staying if I can't keep my guys." And so I could picture Loomis telling him, "Okay, I'm going to give you a $9 million a year deal. You're going to be the highest paid coach in the NFL. We'll keep your guys, but now you have a 5-year deal. We're committed to you. We're not committed to those guys. So if we go 7-9 again, you know, they have to go. Because guess what? Bill Johnson, I've got him Kikaha. I've gotten him Sheldon Rankins. You know, I've gotten Stephon Anthony for Joe Vitt. You know, I'm going to help you. I'm going to draft. I'm going to get guys. And it's up to these guys that I'm not happy with to develop them. And if we get another 7-9 season and these youngsters aren't developing, then they got to go. And so I think, you know, when we talk about that meeting with Loomis and Peyton at the end of this season, I think the meeting was, well, Sean, here we are at 7-9. You know what that means. And Sean Peyton goes reluctantly, yep, I got to fire Joe Vitt. Got it, Mickey.
Kevin, I know your time is limited, but on a scale of 0 to pure euphoria, how did you feel when you got the news? I know it's bad that people got fired, blah, 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 but they make mid six figures. They're all 5 of them going to be fine. So save me that the don't celebrate firings. So Kevin, how happy were you?
If fireworks were legal in St. Louis, I would have gone to the nearest fireworks store and bought all of the Roman candles and arranged a 21-gun salute in my front lawn to go off on the hour, every hour, for the duration of the week in celebration of that.
What does Irish Kevin think about this?
Wait, I'm sorry. Could you – the phone cut out there.
What does Irish Kevin think about this?
What is Irish Kevin's opinion?
Well, I mean, you can't just fire Mr. McMahon like that. I mean, he's a good man.
He's an Irish.
He's a good McMahon.
Who among us doesn't have bolts in a professional sense?
You're a very well-spoken Irish man.
Well, it's fine learning that I've had. Sister Clara, she was very firm with the English and the grammar.
And the ruler?
Don't bring up the ruler.
You know what surprises me is just a quick glance at Twitter. Fans are pumped. Like you would think, seriously, it's like when they signed Jarris Bird. You know, or drafted Sheldon Rankins. I mean, it's seriously Christmas Day on Twitter. I mean, fans
are
pumped.
The old addition by subtraction.
Yeah, I mean, I seriously think fans, like, all is forgiven with Sean Payton for a year. I mean, you know, I think there was a lot of negativity towards Sean, especially at the end of the season where he's just not getting it done, 3 7-9s in a row. I feel like he's got a new lease with the fans for at least a year.
I would agree with that. And I'm, you know, as a fan, we are. All our fans, obviously, but I would say that about sums it up. He definitely gets another year. I was totally shocked. I mean, when Ralph sent that text message, that was how I found out. Ralph sent the text message, holy fucking shit. And I'm like, okay, I know this has to be big news. And I immediately thought about Vitt, but I thought it would have just been Vitt. I can't believe that they just totally...
I thought Vitt... Greg McMahon, the writing was on the wall because special teams was terrible, and then they hired Kevin O'Day. So, like, if there was one I would have predicted, it would have been I thought Vitt was untouchable. And I really thought if Vitt, you know, even I could have seen a scenario where they would have told Vitt, look, you know, go get some cushy job in the front office, or you can stay assistant head coach and kind of be a guy that hangs around and is a motivational guy, but you're done with the linebackers. You know, and kind of almost like get like quote unquote promoted, but away from like positional coaching. I can't believe he was fired. I agree.
I thought he was
untouchable.
Too.
He knows where the bodies are.
Yeah. No, I agree. I thought for sure that he went whenever Sean Payton went, and that was definite. It is very surprising. I hope there's no ill will. I mean, I hope that Peyton doesn't resent Loomis or the front office for doing it. I hope everybody understands.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I think it's, is Ralph still here?
I hope he is. I mean, because I'm not hearing anything.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Did you
mute yourself? I muted myself. I was wondering. I was like, these assholes, they won't let me talk.
I was like, the podcast isn't flowing as well as normal.
Here's Andrew. What you said about Joe Vitt not being fired. If there's a person with a lot of time and they could search all my tweets, I am almost 100% positive that people that said Joe Vitt were going to be – not only did I laugh at people with Joe Vitt, I'm sure I made tweets where I promised ridiculous things if Joe Vitt got fired. They're like, will you do X, Y, and Z if Joe Vitt got fired? And the answer was yes, because it was never going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
as recently as an hour ago.
I mean,
an hour before the announcement.
I mean, just last week, I think, or last week, Barry wrote something about Joe Vitt needing to be fired, and I retweeted it, and I just did ha 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 ha, breathe, ha 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 ha, breathe, and pass out. I mean,
maybe they fired him because of Barry.
Maybe.
I guess we owe a lot of people an apology.
I mean,
it actually happened.
Yeah, but I think it was more like wishful thinking, though. I don't think people thought it. And I can tell you, you can make – look, Greg McMahon, he had no case for staying. I think Joe Vitt had no case for staying. But I think you can make a case for Bill Johnson for this year to stay. Cam Jordan had a great year. Rankins looked really good the 9 games he played. Davison made a big leap from year 1 to year 2. So I think the case of all of them to be fired.
Yeah, but maybe they could be better.
The case for Bill Johnson is the weakest. I'm not saying it's not, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think the case for Bill Johnson was strong up until this year, though. I mean, I think he's had, you know, people have been calling for his head for a while. But, you know, I mean, it's surprising. I think these are the last 3 coaches from the Super Bowl team.
There is. There's no
besides
one
Peyton.
There's
no one. I mean, there might be some assistants.
Carmichael.
I might be forgetting someone.
There's.
Yeah.
I mean, Vitt was 06, man. Vitt, he brought.
I mean, Joe Lombardi's back.
Was Dennis Allen the secondary coach during the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, season? Yeah. I think you might be right.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's not much left from the Super Bowl. But you know, Dennis Allen and Joe Lombardi, like they've left and come back. So, yeah. I don't necessarily equate that those as the same,
I
but
don't know.
You know, I think it's interesting that, so they're some of the only remnants from the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it's like, man, that's hard to do. It's hard to fathom firing guys that helped you win a Super Bowl, but it's also like when you've had that much success and they're the only guys that keep sticking around because no one else wants to poach him.
There's no one left.
Maybe that was the weak link in your coaching staff.
Here's the thing, though, Dave. There's no one left to blame for Sean Payton. Like, there's no other, other mass firings to make. Like this, maybe either whether we're right and Loomis forced it on him or he did it himself. Like, there's nothing left to do. The only person left to get fired is him. Now,
well, there's one other area I think that could use improvement, and I've beat this drum before, but you know, the training staff, I sometimes feel like we're doing something not as good as other teams. I mean, I know injuries happen, everybody deals with them, but I don't know.
Oh, just, training staff,
yeah
you know, maybe Scotty Patton, Kevin Mangus or Mangum or whatever his name is, you know, maybe it's time for a little change in that regard too, because they've been around.
I mean, I will say this about that, Dave. I agree with you that it's not an apples and apples thing. Like, I don't think all training staffs are created equal.
No.
And I say that, you know, Eric Gordon in the NBA, he went and he looked a lot lighter, and he says he's as healthy as he's ever been. And you know, I think part of it's just bad luck with his injuries in New Orleans. But, you know, he made the comment like, yeah, it's night. Like, the way they helped me take care of my body here and the way they helped me with recovery.
FYI, he's got 35 tonight.
Yeah, he's had a tremendous season, better than any season he's had in New Orleans. Now, that's the NBA. But my point is, some teams pay way more attention to the training staff and how, you know, cutting edge they are with their methods and everything. And some teams are pretty old school and don't spend much time and money on it.
And I will say this, Chip Kelly, for all the, you know, for all the things people make fun of him or whatever, he did things radically different in Philadelphia with the training staff. And at first players were like, what the fuck is this? He's got us working out and practicing the day before the game and doing something. But midway through the year, players were like, he's right. All this stuff he brought from Oregon, it's totally different. I didn't get it, but it works. And I think
like Alabama, all I can tell you is they pool tons of money into their regimen. And, you know, it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to see some improvement there and not just two guys that know where all the pills are stashed.
Absolutely. And, yeah. My point is, I think, Dave, it's actually an underrated thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you.
We have a ton of questions and comments, so I might just get to them. Hans asked, can Ricky Jackson coach linebackers? What about Colby Buchwalt?
Colby Buchwalt.
Was Buchwalt a Ditka pick? Or Hazlitt?
Hazlitt, I think. You got Albert. Yeah, you got, what is it, Fincher? Alfred Fincher. You got James Allen. You got
so many choices.
C. Grant. I mean, Cedric
Hodge.
Cedric Hodge. I mean, if you want to go failure, those who can't do teach.
Courtney, well, don't forget Courtney Watson.
Courtney Watson, actually, by Saints standards, wasn't that bad. He actually started games and played. This is a good one. With Vit gone, Andrew, who takes over as interim head coach for Peyton's next suspension?
Dennis Allen.
I think it's got to be Dennis Allen. And, you know, I don't think Allen had any say in this. But I do know Peyton really trusts him.
Yeah.
And I am curious at the end of the year, you know, when he does his evals, I'm curious if Sean asked Dennis, like, straight up, like, listen, we've got 1 year left to make this right. And if we get it wrong next year, we're all getting fired. So you tell me, like, besides players, like, what do I need to do to help you out? And I wonder if Dennis Allen told him straight up, like, look, Bill Johnson and Joe Vitt, they're old school. And I need progressive coaches, young, hungry, progressive coaches that are going to come in early, stay late, work hard. I mean, I'm not saying those guys didn't work hard or that they're not good at their job or whatever. But I wonder, you know, if that was a conversation too.
Well, and I just think Dennis Allen, he proved a good hire. I mean, the Saints, without the coaching of Dennis Allen and Aaron Glenn in the secondary, I think they would have been a fucking disaster on defense. You know, if they were much more organized, and Andrew, can you imagine this defense this year if they weren't top 15 against the run with all the injuries they had in the secondary? I mean, it would have been 2012 level bad.
Oh yeah.
You know, so I think they got. I think Sean Payton, to your point, I think he has a lot of belief in what Dennis Allen wants to do. But I guess my question, Dave, is, not that you gonna give names because of assistant coaches. Who the hell knows what they're gonna do?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
But
I have no idea who's gonna.
But do you have
Jonathan Vilma?
Oh yeah.
Vilma,
no,
baby.
I don't think they're gonna go a former player route, especially a former player who hasn't even started coaching yet. I don't know.
Worked out pretty good with Aaron Glenn.
You know, I mean, it would be great. It would be great if they could. You know, maybe if there was a recently fired head coach that maybe couldn't get a head coaching job somewhere else or doesn't want a head coaching job somewhere else, you know, maybe we can bring him in. But these aren't even coordinator positions. This is just linebackers coach and special teams. So
with Wade Phillips, he's not going to want to coach linebackers. Like even if you give him a title of like assistant head coach, like Wade Phillips, he ain't coming in to coach linebackers. I wouldn't think.
I mean, that's, it's pretty much all of these positions are going to be filled by people that, we've never heard of, probably.
No, I think
and they're not going to be filled. They're not going to be. I don't think they're going to be filled by people that we that you are very
well,
familiar
well,
with.
Well, I think
like
I think,
like a Wade Phillips.
I think.
Well, they landed Dan Campbell last year.
Yeah, they did.
You know, it's possible they get a name like
what,
that.
What? This is from JBR, Andrew. What else?
I don't even know if he's a name, Dan Campbell. I mean,
he was assistant coach for.
Well, I mean, he was the head coach.
He played for the Titans. He was he was head coach for every year. This is from JBR, Andrew. What else dear to Peyton will be sacrificed? Pain pills, juicy fruit, Pilates.
Pilates.
CrossFit.
Yeah. Well, not Pilates. He does
CrossFit. Loomis is ruthless. What? There's nothing left.
West Virginia. What about West Virginia?
Oh, the Greenbrier. Oh, they wouldn't. They won't go back to the Greenbrier.
I don't think they're going back. The contract's up. I mean, they've gone 7-9 3 years in a row. Yeah. There's no way. I mean, trust me. No one wants them to go back more than I do. I would be shocked.
The Saints did sign some CFL players this week. One of them, I think his name is Aaron Big Hill, right?
Is that the white linebacker?
That's the
guy?
White linebacker. He is the Saints.
I mean, he's already training camp hero.
He's Saints. He is going to be SaintsReport.com's training camp hero of heroes. He is white. He is white and undersized.
It'll take three mini camps for there to be seven blog posts about how he's on the final 53-man roster and destined for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes. The over-under on features...
Right before he gets cut 3 weeks later.
The over-under on glowing features on him is 75. So... Dave, this is from Balky. So did Peyton get the keys to the Viking cabinet back from Vitt before he fired him? Oh, man.
That's cold. That's cold.
That's cold. Man.
But it's also true.
All right. This.
I wonder if part of his severance package was just like six bottles of Viking.
Oh, man. I mean, I wonder. I don't think Vitt will coach again. I don't. I could be wrong. But then again, his son-in-law is... Gase from Miami, so maybe he'd hook him up. I don't know. This is from
Chris. Oh, yeah, he could do college.
This is from Chris, and this is another nominee for Question of the Year. I should, like, mark these and write them down. The word is the Saints will promote pass rushing coach Brian Young to defensive line coach. My question, we have a fucking pass rushing coach? Chris, I'm with you. Dude, the Saints promoting their pass rush... To promote the pass rush coach to the defensive line job, that's like promoting the don't get the kick blocked coach to run the special teams.
Well, that's happening.
Well, no, but they brought the don't get the kick blocked guy in the midseason, and he did a good job.
But you don't think he's getting special teams?
But Brian
teams
Young,
coach?
He's been there to pass rush coach for like 3 years. They ain't had no pass rush, is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I mean... But Brian Young.
Brian Young hasn't been there 3 years.
Dude, he's been there a long time because he's like.
Yeah, he's been there a while.
He did the program the NFL does where they do like the.
He came to the Saints shortly after he finished playing for them.
Yeah, and Cortez Kennedy didn't he passed away, right? And he was an intern for the Saints too. You know, mm-hmm. So I mean, he's been there a while. Dave, this is from Sports Beers. How bad will fallout from Vitt firing be? Bitter X or amicable split?
Between who?
Peyton and Vitt.
Oh yes, that's what I wondered earlier. I mean, I don't know what the background on it is. Like we said, it could be that Mickey just did it and Peyton didn't want him to do it and didn't agree with it, or you know, Peyton could have
this is what we got to do. Peyton are boys forever, you know. I don't know if there's animosity now. I mean, maybe, but Vitt has been around the league so long, he's been on so many teams, he's seen it all. I mean, he gets it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think this is Peyton's decision. What if he's so upset about it that like that's it, like next season now he's going to just try and leave and get out of his contract or demand to be traded because now he's pissed that Joe Vitt's not around.
Nah.
I don't think Peyton has way too much invested in the players to ever do that.
And here's a question from Eric Flint. After all these invincible years, did Stephon Anthony just take down Joe Vitt? That's a good question.
In a way, yeah.
I feel like that's kind of
going back to my comment earlier. I said, you know, that there was an issue with developing linebackers. You know, and Stephon Anthony, you had a guy that last year as a rookie seemed really promising. I mean, he had some issues, but you know, I really felt like finally they had a young linebacker that could develop. And if anything, he regressed in year two. And, you know, injuries played a part, but I was really discouraged.
I mean, that wasn't regression, Andrew. That was falling off a cliff.
Yeah, and the guy's talented. That's the thing. Like, he's a talented player. Yeah. Now, I don't know if he's ever going to make it or if he's ever going to be able to get over these re-diagnose issues, but from a talent perspective, there's 100% something to work with. And that's what coaching is all about. You're handed talent, and it's up to you to refine it. And once again, Vitt didn't.
Chris K.
Just make him a pass rusher.
If he can do it. I don't know if he can do the little lean play that you got to do as an outside linebacker. Chris K. asks, how many tweets a day will Vilma get about him becoming the new linebacker coach? Chris, he'll get all the tweets. All the tweets. This is a good one from John Murphy.
What about Shanley? I would see Shanley being a linebacker
Fujita?
Coach over.
Oh. I think Shanley is
Shanley over any of them.
Fujita is way too into, you know, just his thing out in California and his kids and stuff. So I don't really see him getting any coaching. And Shanley's pretty settled in Texas, and he's real involved with his kids too. So I would be surprised. But between the two, Shanley, I would say, is way more realistic.
Shanley, I think, would be a good coach. And I know Saints fans gave him a lot of grief, but he was a guy that was always just like went from barely clinging on to being in the NFL to making himself a starter on just like it wasn't athletic talent. His was smarts and knowing what to do and knowing where to be.
Talking about maximizing every inch of talent you had.
Who will be hiring replacements? Sean Payton, Mickey Loomis, Dennis Allen, or Google search results? The thing is, man, the most popular guy at the Senior Bowl is going to be Sean Payton. I don't know. When is the Senior Bowl? The Senior Bowl is like in 2-3 weeks, right? They're not going to have
coming up.
They're not going to have all these five spots filled.
It's going to be interesting to see how much input Jeff Ireland has.
Oh, Jeff Ireland have a lot of it. I mean, here's the thing. Todd Bowles let go. And he had a bunch of old Bill Parcells guys, Pepper Johnson, Carl Banks, Carthon. I mean, although Carthon was offensive, he's offensive side of it. I mean, it's going to be those kind of guys. I guarantee you either the defensive line or the linebacker, one of them at least will have Bill Parcells connections. I guarantee it, you know? So let's see. That's about it for the questions. I mean, does this in no way? And I'll start with you, Dave. This in no way changes any thought process I had about the offseason. If anything, it validates everything I thought, that they are going to spend every dime of that $30 million of cap space, and they are trading up in the draft, and they are going to get one of those pass rushers, whether it's Myles Garrett, whether it's Barnett from Tennessee, whether it's Allen from Alabama, or Tim Williams from Alabama, they are getting one of them pass rushers, and it is going to be hyper aggressive offseason. And today proved it to me. Like I'm all in with my theory that this offseason is going to be phenomenal. And today,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Dave, do you disagree?
I'm excited. Cap space for a change.
Yep, I agree. Looking forward to it.
I mean, on the scale of holy shit moments, where does this rank in the last like 5 years of Saints? Holy shit moments.
I don't know. The Jimmy Graham trade still was kind of I don't know why.
Well, Bounty Gate in number one.
Felt more holy shit. Yeah. I'd say this is third. I'd say like maybe Bounty Gate, Jimmy Graham trade, and then this maybe.
You don't think hiring Greg Williams, I mean, that hire, we were so pumped, I remember.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't think that was we had no idea.
Well, I said 5 years. Nah. That the Jairus Byrd happened during the podcast, which was a rarity for us. Usually news happens right after. I would say probably five would be like Darren Sproles signing. I was pumped for that. That was a holy shit moment. Jairus Byrd was a holy shit moment. It didn't work out, but at the time it was holy shit. Then I would say probably Jimmy Graham was three. Bounty Gate, I would say this would be two, but Bounty Gate is still number one because I remember seeing it when they broke it and they did that press release, and I immediately knew how terrible it was going to be and that the NFL was going to destroy the Saints. Like I was at a wedding and I was like looking at my phone. I was like ash and white, and they were like, "What's what?" I'm like, I think they're just going to burn the Saints to the ground. And people were like, no, it's not going to be that bad. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be terrible. So yeah. So I guess thanks for hopping on with the mini cast. Thanks for Kevin and Irish Kevin or Leprechaun Kevin, as Twitter's calls him, for hopping on. Andrew, are you going to write something about this tomorrow, or is Brian, or have you
shelved? I think Brian will. Yeah.
Yeah. Dave, are you going to write one of your three articles for Canal Street Chronicles on this?
Nah, I don't think so.
So this podcast, sure, it was only 35 minutes, but it was awesome, and you got an extra one. If look at that, we're up to 23 donations. So if 177 of you people donate $12,
wait, so we got two during the podcast?
We got two during the podcast.
That's
so
beautiful.
So if enough 200 of you donate $12, we'll give you two extra podcasts a month. One of them is going to be me, just sober enough to run the podcast, doing Saints Drunk History. And another one will be like, we haven't figured it out yet. It'll be like potpourri of events or just other NFL or whatever. But we'll give you two extra one a month. As soon as you get to 200 donations, $12, we give you two extra podcasts every month, the rest of 2017. $12 is nothing. You spend that on Starbucks or pornography or whatever. That's
beer.
That's nothing. That's two drinks when you're out.
Yeah, just go pick one night for the year that you don't go out,
and you're done, and you
stay in, and that's your $12.
Yes, so do it.
Oh, wait, and by the way, I just want everybody to know, those of you that have already donated, if we don't get to the 200, you guys can donate again, and still be count toward the 200.
Yes.
So feel free to donate more than one time.
You know, too. like Dave's mom. Regina,
I don't want you to feel like we're limiting you.
No,
I want you.
I
to
believe
feel like
Allie
you have
did that.
Choices.
I believe. Yes. Didn't Allie
no.
double dip?
Monadula donated $48, and he said, "Boom, four." And Dave's mom donated $25, so that's two. So you can donate more if you want. Somebody donated, I forgot who it was.
Honestly, I'm going to call my mom. I'm going to call my mom out.
Yeah, so.
I'm going to call my mom out right now because I know she can afford more than $25. I don't know.
Well, hey,
that's a lame donation, Mom. I know we can
donate.
I know my mother can get to like three figures at least.
And let me tell you something. Saints Drunk History, the possibilities of it are phenomenal. So, just do it. But anyway, so thanks for joining us on a special emergency edition of the Saints Happy Hour podcast. So, for Kevin, for Dave, for Andrew, until next week or when the Saints fire somebody else, the bar is closed.
Shillelagh.